to the show that never ends. This is Way Back Playback, episode number 312, as this week we bring you the conclusion of WWF SummerSlam 2002. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil. Normally, I am joined by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, Mr. Jim Valley. Jim is not with us this week. He is still suffering from ulcerated laryngitis, which is no fun and is, you know, and Jim really wanted to be here, so we wish him the best, and we hope he's back with us as soon as possible. Get well, Jim. In the meantime, we have with us our sponsor, Ken Banks of Kenatex Pet Care of Bangor, Maine. Say hello, Ken.
Always a pleasure, Pat.
And, of course, with us this week, we have our special guest host, legendary former wrestler for World Championship Wrestling, the one and only Bob Cook. Bob, are you ready to hop into the Wayback Machine, return to 2002, and find out what The Rock is cooking?
I am more than ready, and I'm hoping I never come back.
Okay. Well, that sounds about right. Yeah, this is probably not the best. You know, compared to 2020, 2002 is not sounding so bad, actually. All right. This is about the point where we go over the reviews of the show, and I know we're giving a little bit away, but I don't think it's anything too awful. Let's do the business. Ken, I want to remind everybody that if you need more Wayback Playback, if you'd like to go through the entire archive of now approaching over 300 shows, you go to patreon.com/waybackplayback and get that for as little as $4.50 a month. Plus, you can get our new episodes in advance and commercial-free, which is, I'm told, the way many people like to do this sort of thing. So patreon.com/waybackplayback. And I just posted up there, we drug out from behind the paywall, our four-hour broadcast of WrestleMania 19, so you could have that whole thing at your fingertips. Listen along with us. That was a fun show to do, and Jim had lots of insight because he was working in local radio in Seattle at the time of the show. And, yes, that was a lot of fun. I remember that. Other business, as you know, we have done well in other countries, Ken. Right now, we have cracked our 17th country on the Apple Podcast charts. That would be the nation of Italy. Apple Podcast has us at the number 9 most listened to wrestling podcast in Italy this week. So that makes 17 countries where this show has made the charts, and we thank all of you profusely.
Unbelievable.
That's exactly the word the word many people used when they saw those charts. But, it's hard to believe that we're bigger than Tony Schiavone in Italy. I don't know how that works exactly. All right, so let's return to the show. Let's do the show reviews in advance of the last two matches. Dave Meltzer over on the Wrestling Observer wrote, SummerSlam 2002 at the Nassau Coliseum will go down as one of the best-received pay-per-views in company history. And, the night of the, and he describes the finish of the last two matches. The match we're going to see, Shawn Michaels and Triple H, was the highest-rated match of the show and the best match of the show, according to Dave, 4 2/4 stars. 4 1/4 stars, and Undertaker and Test least good at 2 1/4 stars. And that seems to be a trend for everybody else. Brian Alvarez on Figure 4 writes, the best news was that with all of this seemingly renewed interest, WWE more than delivered what was an outstanding show top to bottom. He gave Shawn and Triple H 4 3/4 stars, Test and Undertaker 2 1/4 stars. Over on the PW Torch, where I was working at the time, the average reader score, guys, for SummerSlam 2002, 9 out of 10. That's
wow.
That never happens. People loved this show. Wade Keller gave Shawn and Triple H 4.5 stars. Test and Undertaker the least favorite match at 1 3/4 stars. And speaking of stuff that never happens, here's all the columnist reviews. Pat McNeil gave the show a 9.0, saying it was a top-notch 3 hours with no obvious clunkers. Bruce Mitchell gave the show a 9.0, and speaking of stuff that never happens, this year's SummerSlam was a dead-on great show full of tremendous wrestling matches, exciting storylines, do-the-right-thing finishes, and effective commentary. Jason Powell, 9.0, for the first time since WrestleMania, a WWE pay-per-view lived to and actually exceeded the hype. And Wade Keller, yes, 9.0. This was perhaps the official declaration that Crash TV is over. It has gone full circle back to wrestling. I don't remember the last... I don't think we've ever had a show that received that many positive reviews. As you may have heard, Wayback Playback has its own Patreon site. Go to patreon.com/waybackplayback and subscribe to get access to all of our archives. She's going on, you know, over 300 episodes. Ken, we're filling it out rapidly. You also get the new episodes in advance and commercial free, which I'm told a lot of people like for some reason.
Absolutely, I think that they do. Although, you know, when you do that, you're going to miss a lot of my advertisements. But I suppose I can allow that. That's okay.
True, but it all works out to the best. Plus, what have we added this week? Well, we've added that Saturday night's main event from I believe October of 1985 with the Hulk Hogan Nikolai Volkov flag match, one of the first episodes Jim and I did when we were behind the paywall. We have also added, and you'll enjoy this, WrestleMania 19, all 4 hours of WrestleMania 19. It seemed like the show was longer, but really, it was only 4 hours, Ken.
Hmm. Do you remember when WWF pay-per-views were actually only 4 hours long?
Yes, I think that's happening this summer, but that's another story.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yes. If you've missed our previous episodes, you can go watch SummerSlam 98's finally up, The Highway to Hell, the legendary Austin versus Undertaker match. That's a popular show. Plus, we also have bonus matches like the one Ken and I are about to tape, and old episodes of stuff that Jim and I did together at our previous home. It's all there, and you can get it for as little as $4.50 a month. For early access, ad-free episodes, and the entire Wayback Playback archives, bonus episodes, bonus content, shout-outs, and all that stuff. That's part of the Black Scorpion tier. That's $10 a month, and there's also information about how you can become an advertiser here on Wayback Playback, which will make you almost as famous as Ken.
Almost as famous. I mean, look, people, Jim and Pat put a lot into this. You know, every single week they're recording these shows, they give you so much content, and they have given you so much content consistently now for years. Just throw a few cents their way. My goodness, if anyone deserves it, they do.
Oh, thank you, Ken. That's sweet. Also we have up, well, Jim wasn't there for this, but when we covered the last Nitro with Scott Passner and Bradley Craig filling in for Jim, and the last Nitro was a very special moment. Let's see, NWA Clash of the Champions 2, that was a big show. The 2001 King of the Ring, remember Kurt Angle and Shane McMahon killing each other?
I remember that vaguely.
Yes, plus some fantastic bonus matches, including, of course, Pat Patterson versus Kamala, which from a couple of weeks ago. It's the only place you can get to it, patreon.com/waybackplayback. Check it out.
Heck yes.
Probably a good time to get to it. I have us at 1 hour, 40 minutes, and 59 seconds, Ken and Bob, with the wide shot of the ring here. So,
yes, sir.
Everybody listening, if we could all hit play together in 3, 2, 1, and we're back. All right, and it's time. Speaking of payback, this is Payback Sunday in 2020, but right now it's time for Shawn Michaels going for payback against Triple H. Shawn Michaels is back in about to go into a WWE ring for the first time in 4.5 years, Bob.
In spectacular fashion. This is one of my favorite matches of all time, believe it or not.
Well, it's a good thing we had you in for it. Yeah. And I love this match also. I remember getting back from a trip on Sunday and just getting in, like, you know, getting in from the airport just in time for the show, and that was about perfect.
I was a crappy indie wrestler at the time, Bob, and I saw this at a bar in Canada while on a very, very bad wrestling tour.
Oh, there's no such thing as a bad wrestling tour, Dan. There's all these bad audiences and bad attendance and bad pay. There's no such thing as a bad wrestling tour. Isn't that
and
right,
Bob?
You do realize if this match took place today that the wrestling fans would bitch and moan that the fireworks caused too much trouble, that the music was wrong, that this reacted wrong, they reacted wrong, the finish was wrong. Thank God it's not happening today.
Yeah, plus we'd be in the Thunderdome, which is... All right, now, people were really... this was a match that people were excited about. There aren't a lot of those anymore in 2020.
Well, the build-up was fantastic.
Yes, it was. We saw the build-up at the end of last week's show. And this is when Sean was still, he's coming back. He's got his Bible verse t-shirt on. He is, he's all set.
Oh, I got one of those. Oh, wait, no, I don't.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Well, you don't want to have one that says Austin 316?
I used to years ago, but, you know, where do you get them now? I know you can get them anywhere, but
yeah, pretty much anywhere. Yeah, but Derek, Sean's...
You know, there was a time, though, where you could walk, go out in public any time in that era, and somebody was wearing an Austin shirt.
That's
somewhere,
true.
Every single day.
Right. If you didn't find an Austin shirt, you found an NWO shirt.
Very
just unavoidable.
All right, so here's Triple H. This is like his seventh or eighth theme music. But he's ready. He's coming off a big summer. He started out. He went to WrestleMania. He won the title in the main event. Was a good guy, and now he is a bad guy because he's jealous of Shawn Michaels. And here we go. And he's had a rough year because you got to remember, 2002 started. He's returning from rehabbing the torn quad.
I bet he's not jealous of Shawn now because Triple H could still grow a full head of hair if he wanted to. Oh!
Oh! Thank you. Bob Cook, he's in town all weekend, folks. Check him out at the Chuckle Hut in Paramus this Thursday.
I thought for sure Bob was going to go after Shawn's lazy eye.
Now, why would Bob
No, I don't do that.
No.
Oh, okay.
That'd be cool.
I was just going to say I don't go after things you can't control.
Yeah.
But then again, he can't control that either. So, okay, I'll go after that, too.
All right. That's fair. Okay, yeah, Jim Ross is fired up for this match. Yeah, he's been probably waiting all summer to call this. Lawler's excited. We got Earl Hebner. And here we go.
Shawn Michaels has an absolutely outstanding tan.
Yeah, that's true. And he's not wearing, he's wearing jeans. Jeans and boots, no gear.
Yeah. Probably sprayed on just before he came out.
Right.
Still looks good. It's one of the best tans of his career, I dare say.
All right.
I don't have the volume on, obviously, but I remember the crowd being extra hot for this. Look at those punches. Fantastic.
Yeah, he's set to go. All right.
Shawn better watch out for that Hebner guy, though, because he can't be trusted. I remember one time. Oh, never mind.
Oh, there we go. Spear. And Shawn Michaels has been waiting to get his revenge, and now we got a little ways to go.
One of the biggest problems in today's wrestling is nobody thinks punches are important. I got news for you. You're wrong.
Yeah. Well,
and by important, I mean looking good.
Yes. A bad punch will sink you. Make people not take the match seriously. Unless you're Orange Cassidy, but that's a whole other story. Oh, there we go. Crossbody.
Now I want bacon and eggs. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Bob, I have a question for you, actually. You were talking about how crazy the crowd was going for this match, and Pat and I were talking last week about how everything on this show was so over. Do you think it would be possible to make fans react like that again in today's day and age, or is the whole thing just kind of too far gone?
I mean, it's possible, but it would take work. You have to create. I mean, back then, look at how many stars were on the show back then, or people that were perceived as stars. To me, the thing that's missing nowadays is there's nobody that's particularly special, so you're not going to get excited.
I see.
Well, and
what do I know? I don't.
I think part of that is deliberate because, you know, Vince McMahon started, you know, downplaying the wrestlers. He didn't want any wrestler to be in a position to, you know, to leave him and
take
off
the
company.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably after Austin left that one time, he's like, "Oh, we got to lock this down. We can't make somebody famous and then expect them to go somewhere if they're not happy. Oh my God."
But, yeah, I think, you know, there was a real possibility to do something like this early in 2002 when Edge came back. And, you know, they were getting set up for Edge and Randy Orton. But that, I don't know, that was people were looking forward to that at WrestleMania, but not the way they were looking forward to this match.
And not to change the subject, I thought SummerSlam this year was darn good, too, considering the circumstances we're living in.
Yeah, it was, you know. I mean, you can't really complain about the wrestling on the show. I mean, you could, but who'd listen to it? No, I mean, that's, yeah.
I almost never watch modern-day wrestling, but I did see some of SummerSlam this year, and I actually liked what they did with the video walls of fans.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I think all things considered, what we're up against, that was
pretty... It's better than nothing. It's not original. I mean, America's Got Talent's been doing it for the last few weeks, but it is cool. It adds an element of excitement to it that was missing.
Yes, you never know what you'll see on one of the screens. Somebody in that crowd, as we pointed out the past couple of weeks, really does not like Passengers on Long Island Railroad. I'm sure they have their reasons. And the backbreaker right to the back, and everybody has heard the story. They've been setting up for months going to this match about Shawn Michaels' back injury, and he was in legit peril anytime somebody went after the back.
And you notice what he's doing? It's just an interesting concept that makes the people invest in the match. It's called selling, okay? It's not flippity-flippity-floppity-floppy. It's selling. Getting the point across that he's hurt his back, he's come back from an injury, and he's still kicking through.
I mean, it's done. I mean, there are wrestlers who do it today, just not as many as there used to be. Sean is going down, and Triple H, of course, in the fine tradition, is not pressing his advantage. He's looking to taunt and destroy and humiliate Sean. So we got that going for
us. The bad guy.
Yep.
Bob worded it better than I could have, but what I love about these guys is if you notice, every little movement they do looks so good. Like, all the little things are look exactly the way that they should look.
Right, and they're not rushing it.
Right.
No. Well, I mean,
chances are, there's a good chance they didn't sit behind the curtain for 6 hours before the show and talk over what they're doing either. They probably just said, well, the finish is Sean does this, he rolls me up, 1, 2, 3, 5, boom. And they went out there and called it, because you can tell right there Triple H has talked to him. Fantastic.
Yep. There we go. Oh, back in it. Yep.
Making my back hurt, even though it really does.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Uh-oh.
That's uncomfortable.
And the dreaded crotch chop.
But there's something that a lot of people won't want to hear me say, and that is that Triple H and Shawn Michaels together are two of the greatest of all time. Collectively, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And this
regardless
is...
of whatever political backstage BS people want to hear, they're the best. Two of the best.
And, they kept going for a long time after this, both of them.
And they're still giving back to the business.
That's true.
Behind the scenes.
And that's something that not everybody, not everybody wants to do.
And they don't also have the opportunity.
Well, that's
either,
true.
So that helps.
The chair to the back.
I gave back to the wrestling industry, Pat. Do you want to know how?
By doing this podcast?
Well, that too. No, I was going to say because I got out of the wrestling business.
Well, hey. There you go.
I can give you guys another way to give back to the wrestling business. A cheap plug. Join the Cauliflower Alley Club. Fans.
Well, Jim Valley's not here to say it, so it's good that Bob is saying this. Yes. Join the Cauliflower Alley Club. I don't think they're going to have the 2020 convention, but next year, probably the convention they do have will be bigger than ever. Just a hug.
As of now, it's scheduled for next year, April.
Yep. That sounds great.
And I'll be there.
Nice. Well, there you go. Well, there's a draw right there. Bob and Jim Valley will be there, and probably Brian Blair and.
Well, definitely Brian. He's the president.
Yes, I know.
He won't have Melina with him, or Melania. What's the president's wife's name? I don't know.
Melania?
Yeah, he won't have her with him.
No, I expect not. That's okay.
That's a hot take you've got there, Bob.
Come on. All
right. And now we're going to see something else that's missing in wrestling today, and something that doesn't have to be missing, and if used correctly could create so much more drama in matches. You guessed it. They don't cut themselves shaving, folks.
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Oh, I think he might have been busted open off of that, Bob. getting.
I don't know if that was where it happened or not. I can't remember. Maybe it was.
Yeah,
he did the thing to the
turnbuckle.
Right.
Good call.
Oh, there you go.
Good call.
Yeah, no, I actually, when you started saying it, Bob, when Triple H had him in the front face lock, I noticed that Sean's hand came up, so I think he gigged himself right before the move.
Yeah, he used to do that all the time. It's fantastic. Like, you remember one of the WrestleManias where they did that thing where they take his legs and he springs up into the turnbuckle just before he hits the turnbuckle, hits the blade, boom, blood comes, it makes it so much better. And you know who gets hurt when you do that? Nobody.
If it's done right, that's true. Actually, my favorite one is still the first Hell in a Cell with Undertaker, where Taker's throwing Shawn in the cage wall, and you can, and if you frame by frame it, you can see Shawn
in
mid air while he's flying toward the cage.
All right, same way he did that. He did the same thing at that WrestleMania. That's what I mean, though. He does it just before, and if you're not looking for it, you're not going to see it. And if you're looking for it, what's wrong with you? What are you trying to find the microphone in a movie? Come down from the ceiling? Oh, what a movie! I see the mic. They screwed up. What are you trying to do? Just kidding.
Okay. Well,
whoa! What a shot!
I have to be impressed also with how smoothly Triple H took the belt off of Shawn Michaels, because you can see. I mean, I don't remove belts from other men like that, but you can see that going badly.
You would if you was going to beat the heck out of him with it.
I would. That's true. It just doesn't come up very often in my life.
Well, if it ever does, keep it to yourself.
Okay.
You and I live very different lives, Pat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I guess so.
Wait a minute now. I don't know. I'm not sure how to take that one.
I think we'll just move on here, Alice. As Shawn Michaels gets
little
back to his feet.
Little extra attention at the Sunday school teachers?
So here comes the sledgehammer.
That's not right.
All right. He just shoved Earl Hebner. That sort of thing's not going to stand, except, well, there are no rules in the match, though.
Except one rule. It's an awesome match. That's the rule.
Okay. There's Shawn fighting back.
The babyface hope spot. Triple H's going to turn it around.
Yeah. He's got it.
Man, those punches look good.
Oh, yeah. He's the pro.
And you know what they're not doing? They're not hurting each other at all. That's a good punch. There's no such thing as a good stiff punch.
No, there's a stiff punch.
All the years I wrestled, I never had anybody come up to me, the Steiner Brothers or Road Warriors, none of them come up to me and say, hey, Bob, hit me harder. No, they didn't like that.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, imagine that.
I'm glad you wrestled the Steiners and lived to tell about it.
I'm glad you wrestled.
I worked with them several times. They never hurt me once. Well, one of them gave me a fat lip once, but it was an accident, I think.
I'm glad Bob worked the Steiners, and I didn't work the Steiners.
Most people are.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, they were always awesome to work with, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Well, it might have something to do with the fact that Bob didn't piss them off.
I tried my best. Yeah, I got along with everybody.
Right. No. It's Earl Hebner getting into it with Triple H.
Reading them the Riot Act. Oh, wait, don't mention that. We're trying to take our mind off the real world.
All right. Well, Earl's got a lot to say tonight.
Earl was very, very vocal, is he not?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Earl's been watching his Tommy Young tapes. See, there used to be these things called tapes. Never mind.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've been going through a bunch of them lately.
Yeah.
The last girl I dated, I had to explain to her what rabbit ears were.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God you don't got to use them anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can if you want to. No, never mind.
And thank God that girl is gone, too.
Okay. Yes, but you did pick up something before the show, didn't you, Ken?
I did pick up something before the show. I found a baby mouse dying out in the elements. His eyes weren't even opened yet, and anyway, wound up taking him home. He's here. I've nursed him back to health over the course of the day, feeding him some formula, making sure he was getting nutrients, and he's opened his eyes, and he's Well, he's just a cute baby little mouse now, and he's in the bedroom with me right now.
Ken, how many cats do you own?
I have two cats.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah, he is not in any danger, I promise. I made a stop at Petco today, and $90 later, I have everything that I need. So
Ken is a trained professional. Go to kenandtech.com, KENANDTEK.com, and find out about Ken and Tech's pet care, the best pet care in the Bangor, Maine area.
Absolutely. Find us on Facebook, Instagram. You'll see nothing but adorable photos of the pets that I take care of.
Also, if you want to adopt a baby mouse, please contact Ken, Facebook, Instagram. Not Twitter, though. Okay, yeah, that's only
not
two,
Twitter.
Ken. So let's see. So while we were talking, Triple H hit Sean with a tremendous shot to the lower back and buttocks with the chair and has been beating the crap out of Sean with the chair. And we're going to, let's see, are we going to go ahead and, what are we going to do with the chair here? It doesn't matter, it's going to hurt. That's the important thing.
Oh, is that thing upside down, though, or?
Kind of, yep. Oh, yep. Looks painful.
Ouch.
Probably because it's painful.
That's one way to test your back on a return.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, no, it was right side up. Yep. Forget me.
Oh, Shawn Michaels.
I love that he's going for the multiple pinfalls. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's done enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things that works in circumstance. You know, instead of planning the match out, you try and make it makes, you know, you try and your character is, you know, a guy who's trying to win the match.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy, but it's true.
Yeah, imagine that.
I never learned to work when I was a wrestler, so everything was rehearsed 1,000 times over.
I never learned to work when I was a manager, so it all worked
out. Well,
they taught me how to take bumps, mostly by throwing me around. Surprisingly.
I was never any good, but at least I learned how to work.
Well, there you go.
Hey, man, at least you got to do it for real, and you got paid a living wage to do it.
And there it is, the Greco-Roman shot to the gonads, and Sean is back in this match, sort of.
That's how Kurt Angle won the Olympics, with a freaking broken neck.
Yep.
Or a broken freaking neck, whichever one.
That's true.
Your pick.
All right, here he comes.
But was he wearing jeans at the time?
Yes, actually he was, but they were black.
Oh.
And he had high tops on, as opposed to cowboy boots.
All right. Getting back to his feet. And, yeah.
This is a match that any wrestler should watch.
Yes.
And just study the pacing, the storytelling, the psychology. As a great brawl where they're both just selling. Ah, it's fantastic. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Woo. Out of nowhere. And, if you're an aspiring announcer, you can listen to Jim Ross and get an idea of how to do this also.
Yeah, I'm sure it was fantastic with Jim Ross at his best back then.
I can't remember the years you were there, Bob, but did you ever cross paths with Triple H early in his WCW days?
Yeah, I did. I actually went to the gym with him a couple times.
Oh, cool.
Although we never worked out. We'd go to the gym to work out, then we'd just go to the tanning bed.
Fair
Unfortunately,
enough.
I could never get a tan. Whoa, now that's what we're talking
about. There we go. That's a
but you see that? Look at this adds that drama. The crowd's just like, holy crap, now Sean's coming back. It's this punch. Boom. Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff, like, if you're down in the dumps and you're just like, oh, wrestling sucks today, watch this. At least you'll be reminded why you love wrestling.
That's kind of the show.
Now, don't go back to watching today's after it, because then you'll realize, geez, it all sucks.
Or you can go back and listen to previous episodes of this show. You get the idea.
I don't watch any of today's wrestling as far as the weekly shows, but I watch all the pay-per-views. Only because I got the WWE Network for $9.99 a month. Fantastic deal.
Yep, a lot of stuff on there. Fortunately for us.
Right. Even me, for God's sakes. But don't look it up because, well, it's embarrassing.
No. Oh!
Look at that. Watch that. Boom. A chair shot to the head. You know what? You know who got hurt again?
Nobody.
Because he protects himself.
That's
There's
right.
nothing wrong with a protected chair shot. Chair shot to the head with no protection? Stupid, idiot, ridiculous. but do it with protection. It adds drama to the match. Nobody in the crowd went, oh, look, he put his arms up. No, they went crazy. Interesting concept. Wrestling is a show.
Right. Yeah.
Don't hurt each other, and you're all right. If you know how to work.
And like,
crazy.
And like I always said, if you were in a real situation and a guy swung a chair at you, you would probably try and raise a hand and maybe try to protect yourself. It seems perfectly
least, yeah.
realistic to me. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to put logic in wrestling.
No.
Like they go overboard. And nowadays they have guys protect themselves when they're getting punched. I hate that. You know, if you want UFC, watch UFC. It's not UFC, it's wrestling. Like when Triple H and they might do it during this match. It's back and forth punches. They're not blocking each punch or nothing. They look stupid when you block. Just accept the punch, make it look good, sell it. That's pro wrestling.
Yeah, if I wanted my wrestling to look like real fights, I'd just watch real fights.
Exactly. Like when a guy's on his back and they do mounted punches nowadays, the guy's all covered up and the punches look like crap. You get a guy like Ric Flair who had like the absolute best mounted punches of all time. No one's blocking nothing. Every punch looks amazing. Crowd goes crazy.
Ooh, there we go. All right. Up. Michael Cole and Taz are getting out of the way.
That goofball, Havendrowicz or whatever, Hugo, whatever, the guy who's trying to make a name for himself every second of the day saying stupid stuff. Why didn't they go through his table?
Hugo Savinovich? Well, they borrowed his shoe instead, I guess.
This guy's an idiot.
Here we go. Nope.
Oh, is that it? Is George Napolitano?
George Napolitano. Very good. He knows his stuff. Oh!
Well, I got a story about that guy.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Is it a story, is it a story that's rated R, PG?
No, it's not really about him. It's just years ago there was a big WCW reunion thing, and Andre the Giant and Bruno were there. And they were sitting at the bar, and George was right next to him, and he had his camera with him. And I was like, man, I got to get a picture with Bruno and Andre. But they were laughing and goofing around and having fun, and I didn't want to bother him.
Yeah.
A few months later, I open up a magazine, and there's a picture in Wrestling World of George Napolitano in between Andre and Bruno. Who's the dummy here? Bob Cook.
I think I've seen that photo, actually. Yeah.
Right.
That rings
I opened that magazine and I was like, what an idiot. They would have said yes. If I knew George, he would have taken the picture. And I was like, oh, what an idiot. My biggest regret, not taking more pictures. Boy, that Triple H did a heck of a job on his old,
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But see, when you use blood properly, it does nothing but add to the match. You're going to build a match like this up and not have blood like they do nowadays? It's ridiculous.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
You don't have to do hard way blood. You don't have to do, protect the guys. That's the, when I first started wrestling, the main thing was, hey, you protect your opponent.
That's crazy talk.
Nowadays, everybody's like kicking each other for real, and they're also proud of themselves. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
These guys probably haven't hurt themselves with one punch this entire match, but every punch has looked fantastic. There's something right with this picture, and it's two guys in the ring.
And still to come, two other guys in the ring who may be good at it. So.
And I just saw the late, great Howard Finkel waddle by.
Oh, yeah. Ah, the Fink. We miss him. Okay. Yep. Triple H still bleeding all over the canvas.
Triple H is covered in blood right now.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna do it, you might as well do it correctly.
Yeah. That's right. Was it like Triple H and Shawn Michaels and some other guy at one of the WrestleManias where they had a lot of blood? Oh, that's the best. Look at those punches. Holy mackerel.
Maybe Undertaker. That's a possibility.
No, I think it was someone you don't want to mention, but anyway.
Oh, that guy, yeah. that was a very bloody match. We already covered that show years ago, so don't worry about it.
Awesome match, though. Awesome match.
Yes. The rematch was pretty great, too. Anyway. Here we go. Shawn Michaels, Triple H. And.
Boy, Shawn is definitely testing the back surgery.
Oh, yeah.
But you see how he turned? You don't want to take that
totally. Cold. Yeah.
Smart.
Because, I mean, and it's, if the announcers want to acknowledge it, it's part of the story of the match. You know, Sean is, you can see Sean trying to protect his back, blah, blah, blah.
I have a feeling he was really sore after this match. Could be wrong.
Well,
I think maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think he might have been sore after this match, even if he didn't have a bad back. So.
Man, I haven't watched this in a long time. It's truly one of the best matches of all time. I don't care what anybody says. Not a lot of technical wrestling, but you build it up as a feud, so you don't want technical wrestling. There's nothing worse than a match where they have technical wrestling after they build up a big feud. Like, I thought that Dominic Mysterio did fantastic on Sunday.
Yeah.
But they started out the match wrestling. And I'm like, why? We don't care that you're wrestling.
Put your father's eye out.
They tried to kill you, for God's sake. But it turned into a great match. I got nothing bad to say about the kid. The kid did fantastic. Yep. I'd lose the hoodie, though, because it kept getting in his way.
Right. Okay, oh, he's got the ring steps in the ring.
I'm going to say it for JR. You know, those steps weigh at least 150 pounds.
Yes, solid steel.
That's right. What was it, Lawler, that always said that?
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? If you treat them like if you use them like they weigh 150 pounds.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Even that drop toe hold into the steps looked outstanding.
Yes, it did.
You know, there's a guy named Bret Hart who said Triple H never had a great match. And I have a feeling he's never seen this one.
He probably
get off the drugs, kid. Watch the match sober.
Right.
I understand resentment, but if your eyes lie to you that much, there's something wrong with your brain.
Okay, we're setting up the table. Nope. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. All right. Everybody's paying attention. Nobody's going off to get popcorn or anything. Nobody's trying to get on TV.
Nobody's even checking their phones.
Well,
oh,
that's
wait.
An entirely different. Entirely different. Oh, he's got the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, that was one of the worst things about, you go back and watch old Gorgeous George matches, people just weren't paying attention because they're, like, checking their phone, taking selfies.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
Wrestling fans in the 30s and 40s.
I know. You hate to see it.
That headshot with the fire extinguisher was just perfect.
Yep.
That was just flawless.
This is how you do it. Oh, he's going up.
Oh, dear.
Oh!
You know, you didn't see a lot of that back then, unless you were watching ECW, but who was?
Well, ECW was out of business then, so nobody.
Oh, that's true.
It's not false count anywhere, though. Got to finish it in the ring. Gee, I see Sean getting a bit of a bald spot there. I hope he takes care of that.
There's a way that you can.
Yes, I've heard that.
I was actually going to say, you know, Triple H kicked himself once and look at all that blood.
Yeah.
I was recently gigged over 2,000 times and I didn't produce that much blood.
Yes, that's true. Ken got his hair back, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe you had a thumbtack match.
No,
I recently had a hair transplant, so.
Yeah, more power to it. It works.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell?
Women have their boobs enhanced. Get your hair enhanced. If you can afford it, do it.
Right.
Whatever makes you happy. You only go around once, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure. I've heard stories.
Last time I checked. If I come back again, I'm going to feel silly. But you know.
I don't even remember half of this stuff. It's nonstop. Their cardio must have been incredible for this. Especially Sean being away for so long.
I'm sure he was ready.
Fans nowadays would be complaining he didn't go up one more rung on the ladder.
Right. That's true. There he goes. And he's up.
He's hulking up.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. He's fired up. We're going to have it. It's super kick time.
Look at the crowd. They're actually reacting correctly.
Yes.
Just watching those two good-looking girls in the middle there. They got an extra excited.
They're thrilled. Well, no.
Great sequence.
There you go. And it's over.
And what comes next looked awesome, too.
That's true.
Spoilers, Bob. Spoilers.
That's okay.
The heartbreak.
Well, you didn't know Sean took his boots off and hit Triple H with them? Thought everybody knew that.
And he kissed Earl Hebner. Sledgehammer to the back.
And then Jim Ross starts yelling, son of a... Man, that looked good.
Yeah, it did.
What I like about this, normally I hate the sledgehammer shots because I think it just kind of... It stretches credulity a little bit that somebody would use a sledgehammer, but without swinging at the head.
Right.
But it makes sense that he wouldn't swing at the head because he wants to break that broken back.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Shot. Yeah. He's down. He's out. He's trembling. They've got the fake doctor there
with his coat.
Yeah.
Where's his mask? You need the mask.
Oh, my goodness. Triple H is going to rot in hell, Bob.
But you can't deny that was a fantastic match. Bret Hart.
I mean, everybody. Yeah. I mean, it's rare that you get a unanimous group of dirt sheet people, praising a match. And this was unanimous.
Yeah, if you didn't praise this match, you're just doing it on purpose. Come across as a jerk or something.
Oh, WWE, get the stuff out.
I love Triple H, his sales job all the way back up, back up the ramp.
Whatever.
Yeah, at the end here, where he's like kind of concerned what he did.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Having second thoughts.
Then he's going, yeah, screw him. There he goes. All right. Be careful. Yeah.
And look at there, Sergeant Slaughter. He's 72 years old today. Happy birthday, Sarge.
Happy birthday, Sarge. All right. Old Agent Boy Charles Robinson. Okay.
Did Sean use his super kick at all in this match? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, he did the chair into the head. That's how Triple H got busted open.
There you go.
Love that finishing sequence.
Oh, yeah. That's a hard one to pull off.
Loved if you saw Triple H when he was in the pinning predicament, the way he was selling it, like he was actually trying to get out of the pinfall. It was just very well done.
And not to mention what they do here kept the feud going because they had a great match at Hell in the Cell. They had they had other matches too. Quick.
They stretched this out for a couple of years. Yeah. There it is. Crowd's angry and concerned.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, back when pro wrestling was still pro wrestling, kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they did that match in front of the AEW crowd today?
I don't know.
I don't know. They're pretty easily amused, so I don't know. And I saw they're doing some big celebration in Tennessee on September. Jerry the King Lawler, 50 years in the business. That's amazing.
Wow.
All right, time for the main event. But Howard Finkel.
Looking for catering. Oh.
Okay. Howard Finkel has a few things to say. That's right.
We gave the thumbs up for something.
Yes. He just says he's back announcing a pay-per-view in this building for the first time since WrestleMania 2, which was a long time ago. Yes. That's right. Oh, and the Fink is, oh no. The Fink says Trish Stratus is coming for the Fink.
Wait.
Well.
Looking mighty fine doing it.
Well, yeah. I don't even remember why. You know what? I don't even remember why Trish Stratus was feuding with Howard Finkel. I can't imagine anybody else.
Howard probably doesn't either, but he appreciated it.
Yeah, that was nice. People say Vince doesn't care. But...
Trish Stratus proving to the world over that the aging process sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
She still looks good, but...
Hold on, honey. Good job, Howard. Yeah. Howard didn't like being slapped in the face.
I think he's asking her where he could get a pair of those implants. He's pointing at him.
Oh, he called her a skank. He called her a skank. Oh, no.
Slap him. I see there. Is that the Rock's mom standing at ringside?
Could be.
No, it looks. No, I don't think so.
Yes. Trish is telling Howard he has a sexy voice, so. Yeah.
He let her breast stink, so I'm not sure. I can't read her lips.
No, that's actually what she's saying. Closed captioning is wonderful.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I forget how to turn it off, so.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Oh, no. Oh, she's got the puppies, and if she's got the puppies, he's got the wiener. That's quite a line, Bob. Has that ever worked?
Good God.
I don't know. I'll try it now. I just wrote it down.
Let us know, folks. Oh, look at that big hug.
Well, I guess it did work. Who's this, the Otis of 2002?
Yeah. Not quite.
I think that is the Rock's mom.
Might be, I don't
to the
know.
Left of Trish, right by up
yeah,
to her butt
I
level.
Yeah, I see her, yeah. Oh, something's coming here. Oh, it's Lillian Garcia. Oh. Oh, no.
That hurt.
Oh, no, it's girl power. It's good grief. It's Howard Finkel getting beaten up by women.
Those two shots were stiffer than anything in the Triple H Shawn Michaels match.
Gee.
Right.
Oh, well.
Guaranteed.
But Howard's left with a lifetime of memories. So. Okay. Right. So, yes, Lillian Garcia's back because, well, I guess people demanded it. I don't know.
I was the ring announcer at WrestleMania 1. I got cooked in the nads, kicked in the nads at SummerSlam 2002.
Yay! So, yeah, but Lillian's going to the back.
Well, that's more than ever happened to me, so, hey, kudos to him.
All right.
You know, when it comes to AEW, Taz is the best part. He's hilarious.
All right, here we go. It's The Rock, The Brock, The Title, and Paul Heyman.
I could do without at least one of those guys.
Okay. Let's find out. I think we're going to get the video package here? You'd think.
I don't think so.
Here we are.
Oh.
All right. Brock Lesnar.
Was this before Brock stole Mark Merrill's wife or
yes,
after?
Yes, it was before. At least, yeah. Sable doesn't come back until 2003. There he is.
Rob Van Dam, whatever happened to him?
He was on the last week's episode, so. All right. Yes, he beats Rob Van Dam, becomes King of the Ring, earns his title shot. Then we have, let's see. All right, then the July pay-per-view, fighting for the championship. Okay. Oh, my goodness. And Rock wins the title from Undertaker by pinning Kurt Angle.
If I remember correctly, that was a great match as well.
Yeah.
You think back in that era because you compare everything to what you see today or what you try to avoid today. And a lot of things were better than you thought.
Yeah. That's true.
When are you going to do? When are you going to review Hulk Hogan and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania or SummerSlam? That was a great match.
We're going to have we're going to have a vote at the end of this episode, people can, if you want to put in that you want to do 2005 SummerSlam, I guess we'd put that in there.
Well, I'm just saying it was a great match, Mike.
It should be one of the options. We'll have the options, and the fans will go on Twitter and vote for which one they want. I know it's crazy letting the listeners decide what we watch, but it's
look at that. Well. It's Paul Heyman before he got fat, and he was still fat.
Yeah,
shocking.
Mm-hmm. The Rock training montage, very nice.
He's training for the XFL there, and he's going to have Brock as the quarterback.
That would be something.
Yes, it would. Oh, my.
I used to be able to do all that stuff the Rock's doing. I remember. Of course, yeah. I have selective memory like everybody else, so go with it.
I used to be able to do none of that stuff the Rock's doing. Okay. Here we go. Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman.
I've been trying to determine from Bob's commentary which one of these three guys that he has a problem with.
I don't know, but that's not him.
The guy with the sign that says pork, because now I want bacon. Son of a gun.
Well, there you go. I thought you were going to order a pizza.
I'll put bacon on it. Who brings a sign to the store that just says pork? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Slap it in the face of the Muslims or something?
Maybe somebody from the American Pork Council. The other white meat.
Yeah, wrestling fans were ridiculous then, too.
That's true.
They were more realistic than they are now.
It's the Undisputed Championship.
And there was a lot more of them then than there are now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, the title would stay undisputed for, I believe, another 8 days after this. Oh, that's another story.
How did it stop being undisputed? I don't
remember.
Well,
when Stephanie took the title and took it to SmackDown full-time, and Eric Bischoff created a Raw title.
Ah.
Yes. And of course, handed it to Triple H because Eric Bischoff's a heel and Triple H's a heel.
It's a shame that after this match, the Rock just went away and his star faded. What a shame.
Yeah,
I know. Wonder whatever became of that guy.
Yeah, he's only got like 180 million people following him on Instagram.
Right.
Imagine that.
Well, yeah.
If you want a new car and you're The Rock, you just announce you have a new T-shirt. If 1% of 180 million buy one, you could buy yourself a Rolls Royce.
There you go.
That's power.
Brock. He's not even. I mean, he's not even as big as he is. Not as big as he is now, but he's still very, very powerful. And,
doesn't have all the tattoos here, either.
He's got some of the tattoos.
The Brahma Bull. He's had that since the beginning. That's about it, though.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about Brock. Brock Lesnar is only, he's only got about a third of the tattoos he would have. Paul Heyman gets a running start and kicks the Rock. Oh, you hate to see it.
Totally uncalled for.
Absolutely. Here comes Lesnar. Yep. Rock's taking a pounding here.
Babyface sympathy. Whoa, Paul Heyman, nice kick.
Yep.
Well, amazing, a warthog can actually kick that high.
Well, hey, it's not like Paul. I mean, it's not like Paul doesn't have experience.
Say it's not like Paul Heyman hasn't been surrounded by like all the best talent in the history of the business. Nearly,
there's that too. Yes.
Yeah. Don't know if you guys can hear my cat screaming in the background.
Oh, well, it's really not a show unless somebody's cat gets involved.
That's right.
That's right. So don't worry about it.
All right.
All right. Let's see.
I love the video package that they showed earlier and all the other stuff that they aired in the weeks leading up to this match, making it seem like it was, you know, a real athletic contest with very, very big stakes.
Imagine that, making your championship seem important. If you make people believe what you're doing is important, they will believe it's important.
Well, yeah, that's true. But it's not like, you know, it's not like they don't do that today with Drew McIntyre. Okay.
Speaking of, you want to talk about matches, did you see the match with Edge and Randy Orton from, not WrestleMania, the other one? They made that match feel important. The commentators were dead on. Everything was played up as it was, if though it was real. Fantastic.
Lesnar with a power slam. And, I mean, he's just him.
That referee was on fire there.
Yeah.
He could have got fired. Oh, wait a minute, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That's another story.
Yeah, you have a job for 30 years. No one owes you a living.
I guess not. That's okay. He found work.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Is Walmart stock and show job open?
No, I mean
for
AEW. Bob.
Oh, he works for AEW now?
He does now.
Oh.
Sometimes
it's
good to
have a second
wrestler.
To be a haven for WWE. Fallen.
Here we go. Rock's fighting back. For a while there, you were worried that Rock wouldn't get any offense in at all, but here he comes.
Not a bad match, though.
Nope, not at all. It's going to be overshadowed a bit by what we saw in the last match, but yeah, there's nothing wrong with this.
Well, pretty much every match is. Not every, but a good many of them.
Every match on the show. Oh, look at that.
Whoa. Synchronized hip ups.
Yep. There we go. I know it's 2002, but you know I kind of miss the old school where they wanted wrestlers to have different colored gear on when they fought each other.
Yeah, that was one of Dave Penzer's jobs back in the day in WCW, to make sure you didn't have the same colored gear. No matching gear.
That means you have to bring at least two colors worth of gear with you.
Yep,
here we go.
But you know, when you're Brock Lesnar and The Rock, you can do whatever you want.
That's true. Yeah. Oh. Yep. Going after
that's
that one. That was a dragon screw. Oh, whatever. That didn't work. Oh.
I've seen better sharpshooters.
I think a lot of people have seen better sharpshooters. Here we go now. Rock's putting everything into it, and Rock's just sitting there smiling. Of course, it's not as good as I think as a rib, you know, Bret Hart did it to Owen during a house show, and Owen, you know, leaned over and pretended he was checking his watch. We're not going to get that. And the fans
you guys ever
cheering,
review?
They're cheering for
you
Brock
review
Lesnar.
You ever do WrestleMania 17 on your show here?
Yes, great. Yes, and you can. Yes, 4 hours worth, and I think you can. If you get the paper. Myself and Jim Valley. Quite a show, by the way. Fantastic show.
Oh, that main event was incredible.
Yes.
The only reason I thought of it was The Rock there.
Well, yeah. Rock's been in a lot of fantastic main events. Oh, and here comes Paul Heyman, and you thought he was going to get his hands on Paul Heyman for a second, but no.
How to keep that hat on? Is it glued on like they do swimsuits in the
America
Pageant?
I'm guessing, yeah.
On?
I was actually going to point out that when Rocky pulled him over the top rope, Heyman quickly threw his hands up to keep the hat on his head.
Well, the man's
like
got
Hulk
his
Hogan in his bandana.
The man's got his priorities, at least back then. Now
I
don't think he cares.
I have the WWE 2K20 game, and you can't take Hulk's bandana off.
Wow. Uh-oh. It's the bear hug that put away Hulk Hogan in 2002. If you're Lesnar, any match that I don't think, I think I don't think enough people saw that match on TV really, with Brock killing Hulk Hogan.
I remember that. If it's the one where he hit him with a chair and he's bleeding and everything.
Yeah.
Was that a pay-per-view match?
No, it was on TV.
I think I watched it recently.
Yeah.
On YouTube. I shouldn't mention YouTube. That's disrespectful to the WWE Network. $9.99 a month.
Yep. Sometimes we do stuff that's on YouTube if it's stuff that's not on the network.
Now, YouTube's a goldmine for all kinds of wrestling.
That's true. Okay. Fans are chanting, "Let's go, Lesnar." It's Long Island, folks, and they know Rock is Rock's going off to make a movie. So
there's something you don't see too much: a bridge, a wrestler's bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to do that once in a while when people try to pin me, I'd bridge up. Yep. Some people don't do that. That's what Great Michael thought.
Right. Well, there's you also don't see that many guys with the amateur wrestling background in pro wrestling. Not enough of them.
I didn't have any, so hey.
Well, you were trained, though. You actually got trained, so.
It's good when you can incorporate a little bit of amateur wrestling, especially if you're promoted as an amateur wrestler.
That's true. Yep, there it goes. Well, that's disturbing.
Did you give him the Heimlich?
Yep. One. Oh, my God. Is he going to really put the Rock away with a bear hug?
The referee chants as he does it. Hey!
Yep, here we go.
E-W.
No!
That's an old Dusty Rhodes trick.
Right. Well, the old stuff works.
The classic.
Okay, now he's got a... There he goes. He's fighting back. There's no quit on the Rock. And we actually get a Rocky chant, believe it or not.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, there he goes.
Boy, I tell you, everything was better back then. It's not even that long ago. Wake up, wrestling world.
Oh. And
okay,
there we go.
How many low blows between Sean, Trish Stratus, and them, how many low blows we had? Three?
A lot, yeah. Yep, three. That's lack of quality control, but there you go.
Or, in other words, half as many as you see in a typical Lucha Libre main event.
Hey-o! There we go. Up! Yeah, there we go. Brock's fighting. Let's see here.
You know, Brock was pretty good here, and he's still fairly green.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh! Yeah, I mean, he had just
good.
This was like 5 months
you
after
see
he's
how
called
that worked?
Up.
You see how that worked right there? Mm-hmm. That whole move looked impressive because The Rock knew how to sell it.
Oh! Yeah, but The Rock knew how to sell everything, so.
Imagine that. Well, his dad was the great Rocky Johnson, who happened to be a friend of mine. I'm just putting that in there because, hey, why not? Okay. Keep plugged.
There you go. Oh! Wow. There we go. Rock gets his punch in. And, you know, you gotta hope Ken The Rock never loses that head of hair.
I'm sure that he won't.
That's true.
What's the most depressing part about this match?
I'll tell you anyway. Go ahead.
The fact that The Rock is almost 50 years old now. That's the most depressing part.
That's true. I mean, if The Rock hadn't gone off and made movies, he could have, you know, probably could have done, yeah. I mean, imagine how many great matches he would have had, but... Then again, he wouldn't be worth like $1 billion, so.
Uh-oh. He's still on. The hat's still on. My God.
Wow. Oh, man. Hey, Paul Heyman's a professional, folks. Don't try that at home.
He can stick all the food he wants in his mouth, and he can still keep the hat on. What an athlete.
Yeah, he is. At some point, we'll have to see Paul Heyman headlining a pay-per-view. And that did happen, folks. It was a UK pay-per-view, but it happened.
Really?
Yes. Rebellion 2002, I believe it was Brock and Paul Heyman in a handicap match against Edge.
Wow. Yep. I don't remember that.
Well,
right. Hat is still, there goes the hat.
Oh, the hat's gone. The hair is really gone.
Talk about parting the Red Sea.
But you know what? It makes sense after, you know, after all the trouble Paul's gone to keep the hat on, we finally get to see him. We finally get
to
see
it. It's not right. It's not right to make fun of an incredibly morbidly obese, incredibly boring human being with no hair. It's not right.
Okay.
Okay, I think the mystery has been solved. As
by the way, the other mystery too. That's not the Rock's wife, because it's not.
Not his mom. It's not.
That's what I meant. His mom. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not. That's not. It's not.
By the glare from Paul Heyman's greasy bald head.
They're chanting Rocky sucks. Oh, they're angry. Rock doesn't care.
Yes. Look at that crowd still on their feet as if they're invested wrestling fans who care that they're at a wrestling show to watch wrestling. Shocking.
Yep.
Well, WrestlingFigures.com. Yep. Hey, they got a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, here we go. There's the cover. No! He kicked out of the Rock Bottom.
I'd fire that referee. Oh, wait a minute. We already covered that.
Yeah. Did that bit. Rock's upset. What's it going to take?
He's going, I never should have made that one movie.
Which one? Yeah, the Channing, let's go Lesnar. Oh!
Whoa, Rock Bottom, holy mackerel.
It's the Rock with his own move.
The Brock Bottom.
That's right.
And they're both still selling.
No! You're not going to pin the Rock with his own move. At least not this time.
I would love to see Brock Lesnar do a people's elbow.
I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for that.
That would be tremendous.
Well, you've got, Bob, can you do that in WWE 2K20?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want in that game. You can set up so the guy can do it.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
It might take effort, though, so I'm not sure it's worth the effort.
All right. We're live at SummerSlam. Yeah.
Heck of a culmination to this match. This is...
Oh! That's the spine buster.
Here's a people's elbow.
Yes. Alright.
You can do that in the game. Take the elbow pads off and throw them in the crowd.
That's true. Well, there you go. One and a two and... Whoa! Aw!
Holy mackerel!
Thank goodness.
That took some athleticism. And up! Oh,
well,
no.
I tell you, that was at the F4? No, that was in Texas. Sorry.
Yep. Here we go. Oop.
Wow, what a sequence.
I was going to say, this is another
Brock Lesnar,
great finishing sequence.
I'd be blown up just from doing that little bit of sequence there.
There he is. Brock Lesnar becomes the youngest heavyweight champion in WWE history.
Thanks for coming, Rock. Save your money. Oh, wait, never mind.
I think he managed that.
Yeah, I think he's multiplied those funds just a few times by this point.
You know, about 30 years ago, I worked at a flea market in St. Pete, Florida, against his father. And he brought The Rock with him. At the time, we had no idea who he was. He just introduced him as his son, Dwayne. Then you think years later, and you're like, wow, I actually met The Rock when he was Dwayne. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Brock Lesnar is the champion. And, I mean, you can't imagine anybody beating him for many years to come. And that's the end of the show. Yay! All
He's
right.
looking into the belt to see his future, and it was UFC.
Yep, that's true.
Bored of wrestling podcasts, but still want a little bit of wrestling talk? Well, It's Usually Hello is the show for you. We've got music debates, we've got comedy bits, we have some wrestling talk, we've got watch-alongs, we've got actual celebrity guests. Check out It's Usually Hello, the podcast, on YouTube and on iTunes, and all your best podcast and listening devices. It is, without a doubt, the funniest show in the history of podcasting, allegedly. And that's not just my opinion, that's also the fake opinions of the fantasy people that I see 24/7. Don't forget to leave the 5-star review, because there's only so many fake accounts one person can make.
We would like to thank Gregoire Lormet for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, musicuee-epique.com. All right, so let's go to what happened next. After this, we go after this the next night, the actually there were two WWE shows the next night. There was the SmackDown House Show in New Haven, Connecticut on a Monday night, which saw Chris Benoit beating Rikishi, and in the main event, Edge and Rey Mysterio defeated Kurt Angle and Eddie Guerrero when Edge pinned Kurt Angle. Sounds like a good show. Oh, yeah, and there was the WWE Raw took place live the next night in Madison Square Garden. They taped Heat, the Heat main event, Ken, D'Lo Brown pinning Raven.
Oh, bet that was a good one.
And on Raw, it was Rob Van Dam pinning Tommy Dreamer to unify the Intercontinental and Hardcore titles. Yes, that happened. And the main event, of course, Triple H beating The Undertaker after interference from Brock Lesnar. Meanwhile, TNA had their Wednesday night pay-per-view on August the 28th, their pay-per-view number 11, in front of 650 people in Nashville. On that show, it was The Bullet defeating Jeff Jarrett by disqualification. Bob Armstrong was not The Bullet. I believe Steve Armstrong was for that. And in the main event, Jerry Lynn beat AJ Styles and Loki in a ladder match to win the NWA X Division title. And that was a hell of a ladder match, actually. Ring of Honor's next show upcoming would be ROH Unscripted on September 21st, 2002. And that show, and you can probably watch it on the ROH website on their streaming service. The finals of the ROH Tag Team Title Tournament, and Loki scheduled to defend the ROH title against some guy named Xavier. So there we were. All right. Oh, let's see. I'll do this later. Yeah, I'll do this later so we can let Bob go. But I did a parody song for this show, Ken.
I'm sure that you did.
No, back in 2002. Well, we'll cover that later. Jeez. But right now it is time to pick out the stuff that we want to cover on next week's episode. Give the fans a choice, and next week, episode 313, our 6th anniversary show. That's right, we've been doing this for 6 years, and in no way is that depressing. So I'll explain it this way, and I know Ken's been listening since the beginning, I think. When we did our first episode, this is back on the Torch website, as behind the paywall, we did the first pay-per-view, which was the Wrestling Classic in 1985. And then, you know, each anniversary, we just moved up a year. We did a show from 86 and then 87. So we're at the start of our 7th year. So based on what we've been doing, we would be picking a show from 1991. Now, there's a lot to choose from 1991. And I looked in the list of what the listeners suggested, and I found that one of our patron subscribers, Mr. Paul Hanley, has chosen a show from 1991 that he once covered. So one of the options, the listener option for this go-round, the 1991 Royal Rumble. That's right. We have not done the Royal Rumble from 91. As you know, it was in Orlando. There's the 30-man Rumble match. And, of course, you have the Ultimate Warrior defending the WWF title against Sergeant Slaughter. That's a big deal, Ken.
That is a very, very big deal. That changed the course of a lot of things.
So that is one of the options you will get to vote for. Bob, in the absence of Jim, would you like to pick one?
I'll pick that one.
The 91 Rumble?
Oh, you're telling me that I'm supposed to, like, chime in and pick a different show?
If you like, yeah.
From 91?
It doesn't have to be from 91.
Oh,
you can choose one from 91. I won't mind.
My goodness. Let me think. What was 91? That's a tough one.
Yes. Well, it's not like you have the network in front of you and you could scroll through it and look for something.
Well, I've got a suggestion.
I turned it off.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yes, Ken.
Have you guys done Battle Bowl 91?
You mean Starcade 91?
Yeah, the one with Battle Bowl.
The one with Battle Bowl. We have not. Are you okay, Bob, if Ken picks that one and uses up your choice?
Yes, I'm fine with it. How about Wrestle War 92? That main event
we
was
did
fantastic.
Wrestle. We did.
I was there live. Oh, okay.
We did Wrestle War 92. Edit.
You know, I was in the opening match of that show. You know that, right?
No. Yes, I do.
I was.
I did.
The dark match.
The dark match.
They didn't want to show that crap on TV.
Okay. So,
yeah. I blame Diamond Dallas Page. He was in it.
Well, that yeah, he's probably the reason it didn't air.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so 91. Okay, so let's. So Starcade 91, or does Bob have another idea?
Have you ever reviewed WCW Great American Bash 89 with the great Terry Funk Ric Flair main event?
Yeah. It's kind of hard because we've done a few hundred of these now. So, and by the way, if you go to the Patreon, even if you're not a subscriber, you can pull up the list of all the shows we've done in chronological order, all 300 of them, so you'll know what we've done and what we haven't. Which is something that maybe we should give out to our guests. I don't know. Maybe I should go next while Bob is thinking about it. What do you say, Ken?
I think that's a very wise course of action.
All right.
I wish I could talk tonight.
Yeah, you know, you're doing good. I was actually going to pick a show from 91 also, but not the show that not the Battle Bowl show, Ken. I was thinking one that we haven't done that I've kind of wanted to do. Would be Clash of Champions 17 from Savannah. That would be November of 1991. And if I get the chance here, I'll go ahead and pull up the date.
Oh, is that?
Yes.
Did that have the world tag team title change?
Yes, it did. I'm good. Well, now,
spoilers.
Now, who's talking about spoilers here? Yeah, that's
sorry.
That's okay. Well,
I should say that had a very exciting return of
There was a lot of excitement on that show. I don't have the exact date in front of me. It was in Savannah, November 19th, 1991. Actually, your featured bouts. Well, there's Lex, the main event, Lex Luger defending the WCW title against Rick Steiner in a grudge match. Another grudge match. It is Sting defending the United States title against Rick Rude. And yes, as Ken alluded to, it is going to be Dusty. It is going to be the Enforcers, the tag team champions of Arn Anderson and Larry Zbysko, being challenged by Dustin Rhodes and a mystery partner. So that if you haven't seen that show, it's new to you, and I think it's a good show, and I think that's one that we can put up for vote.
I think that's a good idea, and I will say that the mystery partner, it was definitely worth the mystery.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't always work out that right. I wasn't expecting it at the time. Bob might have been.
Well, you know, I did mention the SummerSlam with Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan you said you didn't do.
That's true. Well, we can do that. We can put that on the list. That would be SummerSlam 2005. And I was there for that. That was in D.C. That was a heck of a show. Also a very good match between John Cena and Chris Jericho, if you know that sort of thing. Yeah, okay, Bob says SummerSlam 2005, and Ken, you know what that means next. We're going to get out the big wheel because the fourth pick always comes from the randomizer, Bob. The randomizer has everything, every show on the network that is more than 15 years old or older loaded on there already for your entertainment. So we're going to take a look here. We have literally thousands of options. I'm going to go ahead and give the wheel a big spin, and round and round and round it goes. We have World Clash Championship Wrestling, World Championship Wrestling, Primetime Wrestling, Mid-Atlantic Wrestling, All-Star Wrestling, and it stops at. All right, hold on. Now I gotta push this button here to figure out what. And it stops at. Come on, machine. Here we go. Up. Oh, it stops at. NWA World Championship Wrestling. The date of the episode is October 18th. 1986. All right, here we go, Ken. A big one-hour episode due to college football, but it is Ron Garvin taking on the Grim Reaper, and in the main event, Brad Armstrong and the Kansas Jayhawks in a six-man against the Paul Jones Army, consisting of Rick Rude, Baron Von Raschke, and Shasta Watley.
Who in the world was the Grim Reaper?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to finding out.
I suppose I am, too.
So there
we're all going to find out eventually. Wink, wink, hint, hint.
Now. Well, that's only if you watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3 this weekend.
I would never watch that.
Okay, well, anyway, but yeah, so those are your choices, and those are some interesting ones. We got a Clash, we got the Rumble, we got a great SummerSlam with Hogan and Shawn Michaels, and vintage World Championship Wrestling from 1986. Who could ask?
Well, you
for
do realize. You realize the fans are going to pick the World Championship Wrestling episode as a rib.
Well, this being our fans, yeah, that's entirely possible. So,
yeah.
That definitely sounds like the worst of the lot.
Yeah, because remember last year, Ken, when they decided that for our big anniversary show, we deserved to watch Primetime Wrestling from 1987?
I do remember that very well.
Yes, that was a yes, that was amazing. So, yep, all
yeah, but
of those.
The Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon exchanges were hilarious on that show.
Well, yes, they were. Yes, they were. But yeah. Anyway, and so was the Billy Jack Haynes versus Nikolai Volkoff main event. But
oh my God, I get a man. I got what's that date? Let me write it down. Wait a minute, so I can burn the piece of paper.
Right. Okay. And by the way, and if you'd like to know more about Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Brock Lesnar, The Rock, or Paul Heyman, you can go ahead and visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, or the Wrestling Observer. Normally, I would say you could go down to your local library where they're all in books, but most places I can't do that. Ken, what's the line Jim normally reads?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's very true, but I will channel my best Jim Valley. As I say, same way back time, same playback channel.
Bob, how can people keep track of you via social media if they are so inclined?
Well, I'm on Facebook, but if you type in the word Bob Cook on Facebook.
Oh, what happened here? Did I lose this? Crap. Hold on. And suddenly I lost the audio on this. There we go. Bob, are you there? I think we lost audio somehow. Ken, are you there? Is anybody there?
Yeah, I can hear Bob.
Okay,
I can hear Bob just fine. Can you hear us? Okay.
Yeah, now we can. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay.
Well, you know, I am the social media director for the Cauliflower Alley Club, so anything you see posted on those things comes from me, but I try to download the negativity.
That's good. I think that's very important for handling Cauliflower Alley stuff. And so Bob is on Facebook. And what's your Twitter handle, Bob?
Oh, geez, I don't even know. I think it's Evil Eye One or something.
I believe it is Evil Eye One. Evil as in Evil Knievel, E-V-E-L.
Yes. That is a very important point because most people would spell it the wrong way, and that just makes me mad. And at my age and weight, anger is not my strong suit. You understand?
I do indeed. And yes, you can visit us on Twitter. I'm at Real Pat McNeil. When Jim is back, or even if he's not, he's at Jim Valley. Ken, you're at Ken and Tech.
Ken and Tech, baby.
KENANDTEK. By all means, if you are so inclined, leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or one of them their places. So go ahead to the Real Pat McNeil Twitter account. You can vote there, and one of these choices will be available on episode 313. Until then, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, and next week's another episode. Good night, everybody.